Well, obviously, there's unrest that's spreading throughout North Africa and into the Middle East. Many leaders in that area are worried about whether or not it'll spread to their countries. But it's not just there where we have leaders worried. In China as well, there are concerns about public unrest spreading to the people there because of some of the economic inequalities. And there have been rumors of a so-called Jasmine Revolution there that have been very quickly quieted by the government. Premier Wen Jiabao has vowed to implement an economic plan to try and bring about some social stability, address some of the concerns of his people before it becomes an uprising. And joining this morning, Wei Yao, a China economist for the French bank Société Générale in Hong Kong, and also the BBC's Martin Patience, who's in Beijing. Good morning to both of you. Martin, one of the things that the premier, he listed off what his people were concerned about, and I wanted to check if you think this is true. He said illegal land seizures, food safety, house price increases, and corruption were the top concerns of the Chinese people. Do you think that's correct?
Yes, I think in some ways, I think he's right in pointing that out. I think the one issue that he didn't talk about was obviously political freedoms. But the Communist Party in China has built its legitimacy in many ways its success because it does have a lot of support here for its handling of the economy. And what we heard from Wen Jiabao is that, yes, the economy is doing well, but the handling of the economy, how it's managed, that needs to be done better. And he's talking about two things. One is seeing a more equal distribution of the wealth in China. Generally speaking, the economic boom in China has been on the East Coast. So the authorities here want to try and shift that inland. And then second of all, they want to try and narrow the growing gap between rich and poor, because I think they realize that that does create social tensions when people feel they're not sharing in the country's wealth.
Well, Wei Yao, you're a China economist. The solution on the part of the government, at least, to the problems that Martin Patience just talked about is to address the issue of inflation. In fact, they laid out two targets, 4% inflation and 8% economic growth. Are those viable solutions to the problem of the gap, the widening gap between the rich and the poor?
Yeah, first, I think the inflation is actually the symptom of a much deep-rooted problems in China. That's the very unbalanced economic growth model. China has relied on cheap labor and cheap credit for decades to fuel investment-led growth, which is responsible for what the current problems China is seeing, inflation and wider income gap. We think that China has to address the root cause, meaning that they have to push through the structural reforms rather than just focusing on inflation, the current inflation, by handing out more subsidies, which is important, but it doesn't solve it doesn't address the sustainable issue.
Wei Yao, you're referring to currency reform, the kinds of things that have been called for by the international community in China. I'm struck by the fact that Wen Jiabao announces this five-year plan, and it's really picked up across the globe as a huge major economic story. Has China reached the point where its five-year plan, in a way, sets the agenda for the international economy?
Yes, it partly addressed that because currency issue is only one small piece of the China's big unbalanced story. And China, yes, actually the end goal is to see China have a balanced current account, so China imports as much as it exports. But the issue is not just the currency; they have to rely more on service growth, rely more on the growth that can boost consumption more rather than just investment.
Well, that's Wei Yao, a China economist for the French bank Société Générale in Hong Kong. Also with us is Martin Patience with the BBC. And Martin, the reason that people are saying that the premier Wen Jiabao is talking about all these things is because these sort of hints that have appeared on the internet of social unrest, of people staging rallies in honor of the Jasmine Revolution in Tunisia. Are those kind of isolated little flickers of things going on?
Well, what's really interesting about China is there's 90,000 protests every year across the country on different issues. But what the authorities fear most is that those issues, those a small isolated protest will snowball into something bigger. So that's why we see them stamping out in dissent. And it's hugely sensitive when there's a call for protest here in the heart of Beijing, because the authorities believe that if they can't control Beijing, if they can't stop protests in Beijing, then they can't stop them in the rest of the country. But I think in some ways China is different from the Middle East. And the one big difference when you compare China with, say, Egypt, is this is a country that has seen remarkable economic growth, 10% year on year. And many Chinese people have bought into the system. They continue to support the Chinese Communist Party because they believe that it's brought them wealth. They believe that it's brought them a better standard of living. If economic growth was to falter, then I think the party realizes that they could face more and more protests.
But, Martin, what does this mean for international companies? There are some that are saying this fight against inflation means a boon for private corporations in China. Is that the case?
Well, I think, you know, in some ways there is real concern over inflation. The authorities say they need to try and get it under control because they know it is the one sensitive issue which can lead to protests.
That is the BBC's Martin Patience. He is in Beijing, and Wei Yao, China economist for the French bank Société Générale in Hong Kong. Thanks to both of you. They're talking about a fight against inflation in China that was announced by the premier Wen Jiabo, which he sees as a way to kind of counteract any rumblings of unrest in his country. He sees that as a way to kind of fight the gap, the widening gap between the rich and the poor. Although, as you just heard, the problem may be the burst, the blooming of economic growth, too fast economic growth, which also has the banks there saddled with a lot of bad loans. We'll see how that works out.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.